There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
The choice of a lawyer is important and shouldn't be based on an ad.
If you're seriously hurt in an accident, you'll want all the money you deserve. That's called justice. But there wouldn't be lawyers if justice was easy. No, justice is not easy. It's fought for and it's won. At Brown & Crouppen, we fight for justice every day. If you want some, call 222-2222. Because at Brown & Crouppen, justice is our business.
The Ryan Kelly Morning After.
KPN-TFM, HD2.
Collinsville, St. Louis.
Well, Doug, nobody's playing better than the Pirates, and this song puts it in perspective. Probably Denny McCarthy thinking about his tee shot on 18. And then we've spent a lot of time on Rose Zhang as our lead.
Yeah.
And Jennifer Kupcho, I'm sure, is thinking about her putt on the second playoff hole. And what do you think she did there? Just too firm? I mean,
I think she just hit it too hard.
Yeah.
So,
And then
never up, never in.
My credo, penny saved, penny earned.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe to lift your spirits, I received this email to my Hubbard email account, which is so nice to get these via my Hubbard email account.
Okay.
Got some hate mail while I was out on the golf course on Friday complaining about me not being in. And so, did somebody name Jackson, are you in there?
Yo.
Jack, oh, there he is. Okay.
I think I told you about this. The Worrison Woods Wacko called Jackson. I think it was Friday afternoon. Oh, yeah, because Jackson was headed over to play Anbryer, and it was like 4:30.
It wasn't that late, but it was a late round.
And I said, hey, did you guys – I was off on Friday. Did you guys talk about somebody named Sandy? Did that come up at all, or did somebody named Sandy call in?
No, Iggy brought up someone who had sent him those feedback emails named Sandy.
Yeah, and what did Sandy say? Iggy, this involves
nothing
you.
Welcome back.
I try to get back.
Into nothing
late.
Complimentary.
You're late like again.
What'd they have to complain about? We killed it.
Well, that's not what this person. That this the show is so self-serving, and Sandy's exactly right. And then I just because the Morrison was wacko, you know, riding the car together, and I just showed him. I go, this is what it's. I said, this is what it's like. I said, you know, I just get these things throughout a week.
Who's Sandy?
I don't know, and that's what I was asking. And Jackson said I thought Sandy may have called in and said the show, whatever, was bitching about the show. That's why I asked Jackson when the Worrison Woods Wacko called him, who is Sandy? And then Jackson said, you told the story about somebody named Sandy, but it wasn't somebody who called in to complain about the show.
I told a story about Sandy.
You got an email from somebody.
We don't even know the story.
Like one of
two days
feedback,
ago.
Feedback, like the TMASTL feedback.
Oh,
email
about to
from,
read from
someone named Sandy, and you brought it up on the show.
Yeah, she wasn't happy with me.
Well, wasn't she happy?
I don't remember this, honestly. I don't.
Buck Swope just DM'd me Sandy Crook.
Sandy Crook, yeah.
Isn't that
it's usually
Drake
Dennis,
song?
It's usually Dennis it's Charge
SpongeBob
Upholstery.
Oh. Dennis Charge Upholstery? What does that mean?
Yeah, what does that
mean?
Oh,
that's when I got kicked in the face at McDonald's by the Maplewood guy, and I was in Dennis Charge's car, and he pushed me out because I was getting blood on his upholstery.
Was this recent?
Didn't even walk me to the door, just kind of pushed me out.
Yeah.
This 50 years ago?
This was in high school, yeah. But he's usually every email he has. Shut him up. He's terrible. And then Sandy Crook jumped in the other day for the first time. Sandy Crook had a couple of things to say.
Maybe. Did you read it on the air?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what this thing I got was.
Yeah, well, if you send an email in with your name, I'll read them.
Sure you will.
Okay, well, I got this one. Hey, Tim. Hope you had an amazing weekend. My oldest is going to a Catholic grade school for kindergarten next year. One of the parents threw a party for the adults to have a good summer night there. Or good summer night time. I couldn't make it, but my wife told me the two of the moms were making out near the end of the party.
No, they weren't.
Everyone had done a bunch of Jello shots.
They weren't.
This kind of sounds made up, but I promise it's not. You would enjoy what they looked like. I thought this would make you happy, so I wanted to share. Maybe there will be more of this as I get more involved in this Catholic community. And, Doug, you know who that came from?
No. Sandy Crook?
Mr. Lex.
Mr. Lex,
oh,
yeah. That's another
He's
lie.
He's making it all up.
Why don't you tell the truth once in your emails or your texts, just
all
once?
All up.
I see Mr. Lex things come into my phone, and I go, oh, God, he's sending emails about live golf again. But this one, actually, I'm glad I read.
Yeah, they were off last week. Yeah, well,
yeah, I don't buy any.
Well, it's a lie.
You don't think the moms were making out after Jello shots?
No, I don't.
Look, I've been to a lot of St. Mary Magdalene School picnics where we all get a little sloshed in the tent. I've never seen any women making out.
There you go, Doug.
When's the last time you went to one of those picnics?
Yeah, a couple years ago. I never know when it is.
No,
they don't
tell you.
I saw on there's old Brentwood Memories Facebook page that I'm part of. Somebody posted another great school picnic. Well, why don't you promote it? Well, don't wait till it's over and say how great it was.
I guess it's just not open to the general public.
It was in May.
They want to keep it a small little party involving those who are in.
Well, I'm a St. Mary Magdalene alum.
Yeah, but they want people who are at the school now.
Not now.
Sure.
The beer garden is for olds.
Olds as in the parents of the kids going to school there, probably.
Or the olds who used to go there.
Okay. Well, why do you think you're being left out?
I don't know. It's not just me, but I never know when it is.
I officially am leading a charge to move St. Gabriel's School Picnic back to the second Saturday in June. Doug, this should be St. Gabriel's School Picnic week.
And yet it isn't.
Yeah, you're late now. October?
Yeah, I won't go. I'm out. Cardinals usually would be in the playoffs. Missouri's playing LSU. Having it in the fall is the worst.
I go for two reasons.
I am
to catch
100% protest.
Yeah. I mean, in October, it could be cold.
And it was last year,
yeah,
my understanding.
This was May, so it was that. I think it wasn't that hot, but it can be hot in May. I mean, it can be 100.
Think about that.
But October can be kind of nice.
I'm thinking about two guys sitting here complaining about their grade school picnics.
Well, it's for the old people.
Grade school.
I mean, the kids go on some rides, and then the parents just, you know. Evening comes along, the kids go home, and we sit in the beer garden and have beers, and I usually do the cakewalk.
What's a cakewalk?
Good question, Jackson. Fair walk. Question.
They put different cakes, they tape it to the ground, and they turn music on. And then when the music is off, if it turns off, Jared if you're off. Standing on a circle that's got a cake on it, you get
that's
a cake.
Good. Yeah, they don't do it.
So it's like musical chairs for
kind of
for cake,
and the winner gets a cake.
Yeah, but usually not.
Nice. 2 pound carrot cake,
like a whole sheet cake.
No, just I think a lot of the people make them, but it's a nice cake. You get them for like $4. Take home a nice cake, and
it's like something they would have done in 1938 or something.
Well, they don't
grade
put them.
Grade school picnic thing is confusing.
What are you talking about?
I just don't. I don't. I've never grew up with stuff like that, so I just don't.
You ever
know.
Went to a school picnic?
I
no,
did.
I went to. I mean,
they didn't have them in Ladue.
We didn't like. I guess we had like a end of the year thing with like a dunk tank and an ice cream.
That's
truck.
All it is.
Wow, but it wasn't like what there like parents weren't like. There was no alcohol there.
Yeah.
No alcohol.
It was on. It was at a public school.
Right.
Like, well, you think there'd be alcohol?
For a school,
to, I don't know if it's allowed.
Compared picnic? To a Catholic school.
I don't know. I don't know these things.
I just pulled up my deleted items in the Hubbard email so I can see if I can find this complaint about Sandy or whatever the hell happened. But I do see Dennis Chard's upholstery and Rich with the nipple studs also very active on Friday. My favorite email I received on Friday, John Kiowski sent an email out about a new intern at 101 ESPN. And, you know, it was sent to everybody at Hubbard Radio St. Louis, and I would guess that's 100 to 150 people who would receive that. And then once again, Iggy.
What do you say?
I hear reply.
It's reply all. And so you have a message from John Kiowski to the entire staff. And then, of course, the next person in charge here is Ken Strode. And it says, welcome to Hubbard, Brendan. You'll learn a lot from this great company. And I'm out in the fairway getting ready to hit a shot. And it's my favorite. It puts me in a great state of mind when we get a reply all after a John Kiowski email from Ken Strode.
That was brown nosing, is what that was.
No, if I don't. If
yes,
I...
it was.
Oh, the reply
it was
all.
Absolute
the
brown
reply
nosing.
All says, "Hey, I'm reading."
He has to be so confused.
If I don't reply all, how's he going to get it? If I just reply, it's going to go to John. Congratulations. It's going to go to John if I don't have reply all. I wanted Brandon to see it, so he...
Brandon. You did some brown nosing.
This kid has
but
no
you could,
chance.
You could just pick him and then hit
that's
reply.
That's a whole nother thing.
No.
You got to hit reply all and then delete everybody?
No.
I think you just wanted Kiyoski to read your line about what a great company
and that's
this
fine.
Is. It was brown nosing.
I respect it. But it does have a sense of, I'm going to make sure John knows.
Mm-hmm. Well, AD so, responded, too. You going to call him a brown nose?
Doug?
Yes.
You started the trend.
Ray King is just sending in boomer, boomer, boomer. He just keeps sending it in.
What does that mean?
Guys, the reply all guy in the office is the absolute worst at some Big Papa Ron Bowles.
I just replied all. I just hit reply and it goes to everybody. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to brown nose. I think I've brown nosed enough here. They think they know I'm a kiss ass.
Yeah.
I don't have to reply to an intern.
All right.
Go ahead.
Now I was going to read the thing about Sandy.
Let me say this real quick.
How Sandy is.
Because our big boss, Jenny, sends out a newsletter every month. And we were mentioned in the newsletter this month talking about shows that are growing their social media platforms and their listenership, and he pointed out something in Minnesota, and she also pointed out Tim McKernan and TMA is also doing well. So we got a little plug in Jenny's email.
Did you hit reply all on that one?
I replied to her. I said, thank you, Jenny.
I don't know.
No, I don't think I replied to her. I don't think she reads them, but.
Where did this Jenny email go?
It's in the.
It's in her Hubbard email.
She has a newsletter.
Yeah.
So, guys, reply all guy is worse than soccer guy.
So are we going to read about Dennis Poultry?
This guy actually used his name. That is very rare for hate mail. I tip my cap. Therefore, I tip my cap.
Yeah, if you're going to hate on us, put a real name up there.
I mean, it's just not the way it works. I don't know if this is a real name, but it looks like a real name. Doug, Brad is the gentleman's name.
Okay.
And this was sent at 10:46 on Friday, and he's still hopping mad about that morning show.
If you don't like it, turn to something else. Don't sit through 3 hours of something you don't like.
Sandy for president. This is, and then a bunch of profanity, ridiculous. Cannot believe Tim continues with this profanity, self-serving, I think, S. It's usually bad, but Tim controls a bit. Today is absolutely ridiculous with Iggy trying to overrun and tell all of his stories, Plowboy just meandering all over with no point, and your only good talent, Doug, absolutely getting lost with these pieces of S.
Oh, that's not fair.
I don't think he likes this, Plowsy.
I don't care.
But he listens every day.
That's not
reason.
Fair.
I'm resetting my Fidelity password at the moment.
You know what I don't like?
So.
You know what I don't like? I don't like these.
But who's Sandy?
Sandy Crook, isn't that a Drake song?
So what did Sandy Crook say?
I'll go back and look.
Why is he chirping?
So this was an email you read. So I thought this was like one of your grade school friends again.
No, this is what came to the Hubbard
the
email.
Boys.
This came to the Hubbard email.
Okay, so what did Sandy say?
I mean, I got a ton in here. I'll have to scroll through.
All right, we'll wait.
Here, I'm going to tell people about Heavy Smoke. It is so good. Doug, it's in St. Peter's. It's Chris Schaefer. He competes almost every weekend around the country in the biggest barbecue competitions. Heavy Smoke is right off of 70 in St. Peter's at the Cave Springs exit on the outer road. Chris's barbecue is the most succulent, slow-cooked, perfect party your mouth has ever experienced. Homemade sides? Well, he's a barbecue genius. And let's say you're having a Father's Day party.
Okay.
You don't want to be, even though you've got a barbecue situation now.
Do I ever?
Yeah.
Didn't get my grill the other day again.
Get it catered
really?
From Heavy Smoke. HeavySmokeBBQ.com. That's how you can get it catered with a world champion barbecue winner and Chris Schaefer, Heavy Smoke. It's HeavySmokeBBQ.com. Oh, it's so choice. Don't you agree? And Jackson, your hair, you're looking fit. You're on a hair-keeping plan. Doug's going to get a procedure. Mm-hmm. It's a whole thing.
Yeah, Doug and I are hot to trot. Ain't
they
that
are
right,
hot
Doug?
To trot.
I don't know that this means I'm hot to trot.
You're going to get hotter.
That's right.
Well,
Doug, you showed me a side-by-side of someone who did some FUE with St. Louis hair restoration.
Right.
You showed me this on Friday. And one picture, you know, it looks like classic male pattern baldness. And in the picture next to it, after some months after the FUE procedure, he looks like George Clooney.
And he does. They do incredible work at St. Louis Hair Restoration. They do incredible work. Dr. Paulinga is the guy who does it. He says he's done some major celebrities that you would never know they had the work done. And he's that's who they go to.
Yeah,
and
now he's Jackson.
Now he's here in St. Louis. He and founder Greg Kreiling are both patients of their own product. They know that it works, and boy, does it ever work. They give you a consultation before you go in so you know exactly what's coming up. I'm going in for this FUE procedure where they take individual follicles from the side and the back of your hair, and then they put it where you're thinning, and then you look like George Clooney. Like this guy. Go to their website again, stlouishairrestoration.com. Look at some of the before and after pictures. It's really remarkable, the work that they've done. So if you're worried about your hair loss, if it makes you upset, if you feel like you always got to wear a hat, if you never have a good hair day, if you're thinking I got a lifetime of battling this hair, you don't have to. There's a solution out there, and the solution is with St. Louis Hair Restoration. Their website again, stlouishairrestoration.com. They do fabulous work, and they're going to do it on me and Jackson, and we'll see just how great
it is. I can't wait to see that.
Yeah. And then you can get a cut and a color.
That's right.
Good, yeah.
I think you should get some blonde streaks in there.
And what's the name of your gal that you go to?
Oreen.
Yeah. Oh, I'll go to Oreen, get a cut and color.
Yeah, maybe Sandy Crook should go get a haircut, although her email address is 6 letters in 5.
Well, that's ESCBM.
Did you read this on the air Friday?
I did. Their first one was, does Iggy even know what self-awareness is? Followed by, Iggy is like that friend that won't shut up about seeing a bad movie. Let's go to some Dennis Charles upholsteries here.
But why did this guy who emailed me say Sandy for president?
Because he called out Iggy, I think. Right? Like, that's probably what people love.
But what was I doing? Don't get me wrong. Everything I do is self-serving. But what was I doing Friday that was self-serving? I wasn't on the program.
You couldn't be. You were suspended. Hello, St.
Margaret of Scotland.
Yes, they are still very much in business.
That's correct.
Back to the Red Birds, if I could go a little Mike Shannon on you.
Doesn't even sound like Mike Shannon.
I don't know what that was.
Now, Nate, I thought was going to call in today. He went ballistic on his Facebook page about John Mozeliak, and I responded, you need to call in Monday and let him have it. He goes, I will. Nice. It's hard to read his stuff because he doesn't use periods or commas or anything like that.
Who is this now?
Natty Nate. It's just one long rant with no periods or commas or anything. But he wasn't happy.
China was a dude. Well, don't hate the player, hate the game.
Yes.
China wasn't a dude. I saw her porn movie.
Is she actually in a homemade porn?
She did one with X-Pac, and then she just did a regular porno movie with a company.
Nice.
Where she did anal.
No!
Wasn't pretty.
This is Sandy?
Gosh.
It goes back to Sandy.
We're on to somebody else now.
I mean, if you don't watch the game for Stefanelis, you're not a diehard Cardinal fan.
guys, in fairness to Sandy, I have to say that Friday was a bit of a three-hour Ken Strode sound story. I know more about that MF-er and his childhood than my own family members. That's from Arbor Day. Doug, did you host a sound story on
Friday? No, I did not.
I don't remember telling a lot of family stories, did I?
Jackson, I'm not mistaken, the first 2 minutes of the show, it started out and Iggy was immediately in story mode.
Right.
Which helped because we need that sort of thing.
We enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I fooled everybody and I said we'll start at 7:05. So by the time 7:07 came around, the show started, we were hip deep into the content already.
Hip deep into the content.
New strategy I'm starting where we just start the show in the middle of a conversation.
I won't talk next time. I'll take
off with 10. No, we're not complaining
at
all.
Don't pout or get crestfallen.
I enjoyed it because we do kind of need that get to the finish line mentality there.
Right, right. We like the stories.
We had 3 hours to kill.
We enjoy the story.
And we murdered those 3 hours with the best of them.
Why am I not surprised that Ken is one of the olds who cannot decipher Outlook enough to hit reply all on some sort of congratulations email? That's from Hall of Famer Carlos Spicy. We heard.
Well, on this one, I did reply all. I don't know how.
Brown nosy.
I don't know how Brendan's going to get the email if I don't hit reply all. I could have just replied, "Congratulations, John. Nice email." So I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
That's not out of the realm of possibility.
John.
Guys, Friday was sure stories of Sherry Steiniger and Missy Betts. Thanks. That's from Larry Thornton.
I don't think I talked about Missy Betts Friday. Wished her happy birthday Thursday when her birthday was Wednesday. along with Tim Burkhardt.
All right.
I don't remember talking about Missy for you. You get your days mixed up.
Guys, the worst person is the person who replies all, telling people to stop replying all. That's from Saucy Jack.
I don't know that reply all guy is the worst human being out there.
I think I'm with you, Doug. I don't think it's that
bad. I mean,
some
people, you know, you just don't necessarily understand how email works sometimes.
Well, it's not the worst.
No, it's just not the worst.
God forbid I be nice. I'm just...
Yeah, it was brown nosy, though.
I wasn't brown nosy.
No, it was.
I did get a reply. I'm not going to share it with everybody, but...
Oh,
who replied?
Wow, Doug.
I have to go back up to the top somewhere.
Was it from Sandy again?
Let's hear the reply.
No. What's today's date?
It's
the 5th of June.
5th. Thanks, so Friday would have been the 2nd?
Yep.
All right. AD replies.
Fascinating.
We're killing it, dude, right now.
Fun with calendars.
So you're telling me Friday was worse than this?
Oh, it was way worse.
I just thought we had a fun show on Friday.
I don't say I always, but maybe about 50% of the time, I'll be texting with Jackson. I'll go, how'd it go? And he always says it went great. And so now I'm at the point where I don't even bother because I know Jackson's going to tell me it went great.
Well, outside... 242, I think, is you. Let me see if it's 242. Hold on. It's USA 242. It's right around there.
I don't know, like, when we would ever, like, get up and be like, wow, that was what a stinker, you know? Like,
I can think of some.
Yeah, but, I mean, if it goes great, it goes great.
It seemed like the same old show we always do.
Yeah, so,
stories. Sandy was mad, but it turns out Sandy went to St. Mary Magdalene. I don't know.
I don't know Sandy. I'm trying to think of a Sandy from St. Mary Magdalene.
We came up with Sandy Alcantara and Sandy Koufax.
Sandy from Succession.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to think. I can't remember a Sandy from St. Mary Magdalene.
The two Sandys.
Sandy Alomar. Sandy Valdespino.
I have not watched Succession. I know I'm in the... I can't believe how many people have said to me.
Yeah.
Sandy Duncan.
I have good friends with Brian Cox, though. Met him a few times.
Not a sports fan, though.
Met him in the paddock.
But I have not watched it. But everyone says it's that good. Now, if it's Sopranos good, that is saying a lot.
Yeah. Dude, started out by saying I've never watched Succession. And yet gave a 2 minute, actually 1 minute 46. Nope, 2 minutes.
No, he just wanted to tie in that he hung out with Jimmy Gandolfini, didn't like
driving
sports.
Back and forth, and I got to listen to you guys a lot. Now I like it, so I listen. He said, I get a kick out of it. He said, but that's the only reason. I'm not a sports guy.
Not a sports guy. And then somebody else replied that he's been to various basketball games and hockey games, and they see him all the time at sporting events.
You wouldn't listen to Mike Francesa's show if you weren't a sports fan, would you?
No, I'm sure James Gandolfini didn't either.
Probably.
His driver had it on the car, and he laughed. Okay, yeah. Well, quit making stuff up.
Okay, don't get mad now.
At least I know the people I boast about.
Virgin, you failed in so many ways this weekend. Ann Breyer tea time at 5:30 p.m. on a Friday afternoon, and turning down a date to Old Warsaw on Saturday evening. Enjoy your hermit hole. Also, I'm pretty sure Tim is replacing you with Cameron. That's from the Warson Woods
Wacko.
That
seems unfair.
Okay. I don't like scientific stuff.
A couple things.
Well, first of all, you weren't a hermit. I'll stick up for you. You weren't a hermit. You went out.
Yeah.
You go to your wedding.
I had an outstanding weekend. It was just really fun. Teed off at 3:45 at Ann Breyer on Friday. Finished right as the sun was setting, which was outstanding.
Yeah, what time was this? 8:15?
Yeah. I mean, there's like that time where like the sun's kind of down, but you can still kind of see. Yeah. I try to get in before then because as a guy who used to work carts, it's really annoying when people are out there till like 9:15. But, you know, got done right as the sun was setting. It was a beautiful little evening and then had a great night Saturday night. So I feel like I didn't fail at all. I feel like I had a great weekend.
You watched the game last night, the basketball game?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Bet on the Heat money line, too. So.
Oh, you did?
You were on, when was game one? Thursday night, right?
Thursday night. I was on Denver minus
you were,
nine.
I agreed with your thought process on that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And
Jackson's getting paid.
Yeah, and then I saw.
2 for 2 on his NBA plays.
Yeah, the Heat, I just thought, I think they're going to win one game of the series. I think it could be. I think Denver takes their foot off the gas a little bit. Plus, the number for the money line was plus 305, so I felt it was kismet, so I bet on the Heat.
Nice. Don't say kismet.
I feel like I used that word properly.
You know what wasn't very good last night was Michael Porter Jr. He just, like, he disappears.
Shot chucker.
He disappears from the
ball
game.
Ball goes in his hands. It better be going at the rim in the next 2 seconds.
He just isn't much of a factor for the money that they pay him.
When he's hitting shots, he's really good, but he does not. His role on the team is to shoot and shoot often. And boy, does he ever.
Jackson, what did you shoot Friday at Ambrier? That's from the 314.
Oh, God.
People are tracking rounds.
Okay. 90. I think it was a 90 even.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's
what's going on with you?
It's a hard course, though.
Yeah, but even so, like, I'm just in a bad way.
When you, play, when you don't play with us, you play the blues?
Yeah, I played the blues. At
you think it's because you're a little doughy?
No.
He's live now.
No, yeah. I'm thinner. That's what I was telling my buddy. I was like,
who was that, Oatmeal?
No, Private Citizen Pete. He was like, you know, earlier this year or late last year, you were kind of in the high 70s or low 80s almost every time. I was like, well, I can't lose weight and get better at golf. It's one or the other.
Yeah.
And I chose losing weight.
Yeah, look what David Duvall did. He started lifting weights and got ripped and got skinny and couldn't play anymore. He was better when he was doughy.
Huh.
And in theory, what? I could do both, but, you know, it's only so many hours in a day.
Yeah, focus on one or the other. Because you were so heavy, right. You had to lose some weight.
Tim, how do I get a name? I just have showing up. It's from the 314. Well, there's a number of people who just have the area codes. Jackson, how does this gentleman get a name?
I would sign off on your emails with, like, a dash and then the name. Okay. And then, like, it's impossible for me to just, like, guys like, hey, where's my name? Like, well, you haven't sent in a name. So, like, just a dash with the name, and I'll save it.
All right, Doug.
Okay.
That's how you get the name, if you want to get a name.
Make all fun of me, because I don't know how to not re-hit Plyol, and you don't know how to put a name on an email.
Okay. One could easily argue there are adults who like breasts more than babies.
We're in the Michelob Ultra Studios. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories. And 2.6 grams of carbohydrates. Sponsor of the J. Randolph Jr. Fan Page Club Championship, Doug. And what a treat for golf fans tomorrow is me and the Pope, Joseph Paul. We'll be out on the golf course 2:03 p.m. Get in a half day at work. Tell your boss you need to take off the second half of the Tuesday and come on out to Gateway National. I got to talk to Carlos Spicy Wiener to see if he can be on my bag.
Well, he's probably busy. Doesn't he have a job?
I love how you used beer cats strictly for the anti-humping effect.
Carlos Spicy Wiener is not available. If Carlos Spicy Wiener is not available, then I'll have to check with beer cats. Does he work on Tuesdays, Iggy, or does it?
That's usually when the rush at Angry Beaver is over, so he's usually cleaning tables.
Maybe he can be on my bag.
He could stay late and marry the ketchup late Monday night.
That's right.
And then be out there Tuesday.
I really do like to have somebody just to walk and talk with, not about golf. Don't tell me anything about what clubs I need to hit or what I need to do. I don't care. I just want to BS. I want to talk about lesbianism. I want Mr. Licks kind of emails about moms and jello shots at Catholic grade schools.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you get 7 or 8 emails saying, I'll caddy for you, Tim. My wife hooked up over the weekend.
What?
My wife.
That's going to be an email?
And then they'll ask if they can caddy because I got stories, Tim.
About their wife hooking up with people, and wouldn't that be a cock?
Yeah.
He'd be a
buddy can be on your bag
victim.
And tell you stories.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind stories. It. That is how you get on my bag. And then I carry the bag the whole time anyway.
Yeah, he
so
does
you're just
walk.
Walking with me and talking about.
Keep Tim company for 4 hours.
You got to walk, or can he drive next to you?
I'm fine with him riding. Okay. I don't care.
But you're not going to get in that cart.
I like to walk. I really do.
And carry the clubs.
Yeah.
Oh, that just sounds horrible.
It's a flat course.
Ever carrying the club sounds horrible.
Really?
My bag is many super years light. On the LPGA.
You got that staff bag. That would be a pain in the ass to carry your bag. That's like tour stuff.
I got a Bell Reeve bag I'm using.
Woot!
Right now.
Woot!
Oh, you should see that Packer bag. That thing got some girth. Especially after all the snacks.
Oh, yeah. We got a couple staff bags here.
I got a nice pink pod bag. I don't know why I don't carry it, but still. Those years out at Forest Hills carrying those big staff bags from
I need a lot of
girls.
Gear. I need my golf shoes in there, and then I swap out and put my street shoes when I change shoes. I need about 50 balls because I lose a lot of golf balls. I need sunblock. I need about 18 clubs. I can't carry all that.
Yeah, you would think these girls I caddy for on the LPGA, they weren't the up-and-comers. They weren't
Michelle
on the,
McGann.
They weren't, no.
Mad Hatter.
They weren't on the money list because they're getting a local caddy. They're
like Rozang.
Don't even have their real caddy. They can't afford one because they don't play
so
that
So you were
well.
At bottom of the rung caddy?
And they all had staff bags with, do you really need 9 bottles of water in this thing? There's a water on every hole. And she's got her shoes in there and all this. Can't
some
you
bananas?
Put this in the locker room?
No.
She's got, like, three devices in there for, like...
What sort of devices?
I mean, a big ruler, a big ball.
A ruler?
That she lines herself up with. And I said...
Really?
Are you allowed to carry these? I mean, you got 14 clubs, but can you carry all these things? Yeah, I asked. They're allowed. Well, why didn't you leave in a locker room? This bag's heavy.
Well, that was your job to carry it. That's why you got paid.
I know. I was a little twink.
Well, if you can't hack it, then you're going to have to find another occupation.
Well, I could hack it, but it didn't need to be that heavy.
Well, did you take the ruler out of there?
No, she won it all in there. I said, why do you need it in there? Because you can't use it during competition.
Yeah.
I know. Well, then take it out.
Gosh. So you scold her?
Caddying situation in the 90s.
Before the tournament ever started, you were scolding the player?
No.
3148.
During, when it got heavy and hot, and I'm getting, God, this thing is like 20 pounds more than it has to be.
Email in on the LPGA caddying situation.
You got your mother's biscuits? Take these things out.
Design, air, heating, and cooling email today, the morning after at InsideSTL.com.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan, and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Looking for gourmet meals? Try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and my favorite, asparagus. Head to factormeals.com/McKernan50 and use code McKernan50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box. That's code McKernan50 at factormeals.com/McKernan50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Doug, how about this? We got another new sponsor on the radio presentation.
Oh, great.
How do you do? It's Jeff Lottman of Lottman Realty.
I know Jeff. I've known Jeff for a long time.
Do you?
Yeah. There you go.
Great dude.
I know him as well.
Yeah.
22 years and over half a billion. Half a billion.
Did you say billion?
I did. Over half a billion in sales.
If I'm not mistaken, I think I saw where he sold like the most expensive house in St. Louis history.
That is correct. And that is what our audience is. And people are starting to get hip to it.
Oh,
this is an upper crust audience.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
They got all kinds of disposable income.
Recently featured in the Wall Street Journal for selling the most expensive home in St. Louis.
I've never
heard
about
your
that.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Join Compass Realty to start and build Compass St. Louis into the number one luxury brand in St. Louis. As Compass, the largest luxury broker in the world. He'll never turn down a referral, no matter the price. Luxury is much more about the experience than the price. They treat all their clients the same way, and they connect buyers and sellers in other cities across the globe. So that is Jeff Lottman, who Doug has heard about, who Iggy knows.
Mm-hmm.
It's Jeff Lottman with Lottman Realty. Visit jefflottman.com. JeffLottman. JeffLottman.com. Jeff, welcome aboard to the Ryan Kelly Morning After.
Welcome, buddy.
Another new sponsor here on the program. We're always grateful.
You want a house sold? That's the guy.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
How about that? Jeff Lottman Realty.
Hey, he used to work with my sister, Donna.
Good news. Natty Nate wants to talk about the Cardinals.
Oh.
Our February Milagro Tequila Listener of the Month, Natty Nate. Good morning, Natty Nate.
Natty!
Gentlemen.
There you go.
Like Darth Vader.
That's what I was thinking, too.
How are you?
How can you blow a 5-1 lead in the seventh inning with a pitcher that we should never throw?
You're talking about the Cardinals blowing that lead to the Pirates the other night?
Friday night, Doug.
Yes, Doug.
Yeah.
I am.
Sorry.
Keep trying to Hayes, clarify. Doug. It could have been a prime minister, but you squandered the opportunity.
And I blame you.
You blame who?
The media.
Oh, we're not the media. We're terrible.
You would love Balloon Party, Natty.
I'm not talking about all of you. I'm talking to it. That's like one person, and that's you, Doug.
Me?
Nice.
Couldn't agree more, Daddy Nate. It's high time Doug gets called out.
It's my fault Cardinals. They blew the lead?
Yeah, now that you're back on KMOV full time.
You're part of the media. Yep. You were one of them that said, oh, we're gonna have a really good year this year. This team's gonna have one of the best seasons ever.
Well, yeah, I thought they'd have a good year. I thought they'd win the division. Didn't you?
Well, hey, you put your foot in your mouth right now because you're not.
Gosh, you're really taking me to task.
You tell me that we are having a good year.
Well, we're not right now, but I thought they would at the start of the year.
All right, well, then I want you to do something. I want you to go out, go on News Channel 4 and tell everybody that,
No, you better do this.
Well, I haven't worked there in more than a year and a half.
Oh, well, I mean, gee, I wonder why.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thank you, Maddie.
I got canned because I thought the Cardinals would have a good season.
Everybody agree that Brian Reynolds is the best player on Pittsburgh, probably?
And second of all...
They sent me a ball for a gobble bowl. By Brian,
yes, so. Definitely. Yes.
Go ahead.
And second of all, John Mozeliak, I just heard, recently went on a podcast and told everybody that he is not going to do anything at the trade deadline.
Where did you see that, Natty Nate?
My aunt said it was on a podcast.
I don't think he'd ever say that. He would never say that, I don't think, publicly.
Iggy doesn't believe you, Natty Nate.
No, he said they weren't going to be sellers. I remember that, but I'd be surprised if he ever bought anything.
Was this on Natty Nate's aunt's podcast?
I think it was talking to the cat.
What an oxymoron.
Oh.
This guy talks out of both sides of his mouth.
It sounds like you're not a very happy Cardinal fan.
You think, Doug?
You are really giving me the business.
May win another month.
Come on, Natty Nate. It's Doug's fault. Let him have it.
What gave you that clue that I'm not a very happy Campbell?
Well, because I can just see the steam coming out of your ears right now.
DFA, Gianni, DFA Diados, that's not making a trade, just that guy is absolutely horrible. Or, second of all, don't even play him. Don't even pitch him.
Oh.
Just every time he comes in a game, we blow a lead. It never fails.
Well, what move would you like to see them make to get better?
I don't care if we get the hot dog vendor.
Nice.
I don't care if we got a custodian off the street.
Yeah.
We just need to do something.
Well, who would you like to see them go out and get?
Anybody at this point. Okay. Cleveland just released Zach. Please, Zach, go out and get him.
Okay.
Go out and get him.
Madison Bumgarner's out there, too. I don't think anybody's picked him up.
So, exactly. Madison Bumgarner.
Always a good sign.
So if I'm hearing you right and understanding, you're supportive of the job that Mozeliak has done, and you like Ali Marmol, and you like to keep the roster about the way it is?
Doug?
Yes?
Are you on something?
Drop that off. Snag the audio.
A lot of pharmaceuticals.
Right. Yeah. You wrapped it up.
And Nate, you could be well on your way to a Milagro Listener of the Month again.
Yeah, you could be a Milagro Tequila, a two-time award winner. That would be something else, Doug. We haven't had one yet.
No.
Because like I said, you are part of the problem.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
You, the people at News Channel 5, the people at News Channel 2. You just need to stop.
Nanny Nate, how could Doug be a part of the solution?
Go out and publicly say, I was wrong. I was wrong at the beginning of the year by saying this team was going to be really, really good. I knew they were not going to be really, really good. Mm. And they said, oh, this team's going to win the division. This team's going to, you know, win 90 games, 95 games.
So if you think if I just apologize, they'd start playing better?
Well, it would help.
I agree with you.
Doug, I think you go in tonight and you ask whoever's doing the sports tonight, move over. I got an apology to make.
And some airtime.
you can't be in the studio when we make a big trade. like we did the other year, and all of a sudden, man, you were not nowhere to be found. You took the day off.
Mm. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, Doug, we got Aaron out. You guys didn't even cover it live.
I just could not be any sorrier.
Well, I'm sorry, but it's too late because...
You've hurt my feelings.
Too late, Doug.
You've hurt my feelings here, Natty.
We were 10 games out, and we were all of a sudden 5 games out, 4 games out, and now we're 7.5 games out now.
Yeah. It's on me. I know. Much of it is on me.
Well, not only on you, but it's on Mo, it's on Marmo, you know. But are they going to file them? No, because DeVitt has dementia like Joe Biden.
Mm. Hey, Nutty Nate, will you give me some credit? I said they win 83 games, and I've been on the fire Mo for 5 years now. So give me some proper props and due. Everybody's been growing and killing me. The team I knew, Natty, just like you, was an 80-ish win team, and no one seemed to care. But now they do. So I'm glad you have my back.
Oh, yes. I definitely have your back. I've had your back from day one.
This is the guy I want in my corner.
We have an alliance being formed here at the Plowhawk.
That's
and
what
Natty
I want
Nate.
My corner.
Well, they're both Illinois guys.
Absolutely.
ILL.
ILL, baby.
Natty Nate, we got to go. I would love to talk more about it, but the bottom line is you're calling for Doug Vaughn to be removed?
I mean, not removed. I'm just saying take accountability for, you know, saying or screwing up.
Yeah. I should certainly be disciplined.
I see it. Suspension.
You should take responsibility for this team sucking, Doug.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you, Natty Nate.
You're welcome. Many times.
Thank you, Natty. He took the wind out of my sails.
Yeah, that was one of the bigger calls.
Smart,
you know, Jack 98.7 is always calling me to ask me for St. Louis people to come on and talk sports with them because they want to try to get somebody on every week. I think I may just screw around with them and say, yeah, Nathan Barnhart. He really can break down a Cardinal game.
This dude's a beast, punches. Man. I love his take.
Loaded for bear.
It like it is.
Check out Mentality today at lowtusa.com. Go to lowtusa.com if you're dealing with low energy, low motivation, weight gain, muscle loss, fatigue, tired all the time, feeling anxious, moody, irritable, impatient, dealing with anxiety, depression. That's where you can go to Mentality, a local healthcare facility specifically dedicated to helping men feel and perform at their very best. Even if you've tried testosterone before, not everyone understands the blood chemistry in men's bodies. Mentality can help. The normal range for testosterone is large. So if you've been to a doctor and they told you that you were normal without understanding the range or testing your free testosterone, it was not fully looked at. Come get checked with Mentality at lowtusa.com. That's Mentality at lowtusa.com. And I'd recommend you check out everything at VIP Auto Accessories, and that is Tommy Sobolka and his wonderful staff at VIP Auto Accessories. I know that Mungan asked St. Louis Acura and Alton Toyota works with them, and I know that Design Air Heating and Cooling works with them. They're part of the TMA ecosystem. And that's just kind of the way it works. When you start advertising with a show, you have the listeners start supporting you and also fellow advertisers. That's the TMA ecosystem. VIP gets your fleet vehicles from dealership to street ready fast and personalized for your company's needs. They know that every day your vehicle isn't street ready, it's lost revenue. Fleet vehicles, signage, graphics, and design. VIP does it all in-house for your business. All local since 1979. That's Tommy Cebulka and VIP Auto Accessories. And Tommy wants you to feel free to reach out to him directly by calling 314-428-3900 or emailing tommy.cibulka@vipautoaccessories.com. That's Tommy Cebulka in VIP Auto Accessories. I don't know what's going on, but people are on a Holderness and Bourne kick. I got DMs left and right here over the last week on what the promo code is for Holderness and Bourne. I guess people are in golf mode now that we are in the summer.
They saw Doug's shirt, and they know that you bought a
bunch
of them.
That might be it, actually, Iggy.
And you bought a bunch of them, so.
I did indeed. I love it. Holderness and Bourne is hbgolf.com, and if you want to know what the promo code is, write it down. TMA15. So let's say you go get $1,000 worth of shirts, and then you enter the promo code TMA15. How much are you paying?
$850.
Hey, St. Mary Magdalene, right there.
I went to Brentwood.
Brentwood High. That's exactly right. It is a world class golf shirt. Holderness and Bourne polos have a more polished look than other golf polos. And having worn some others and now wearing Holderness and Bourne, you can absolutely tell the difference. It's Holderness and Bourne, hbgolf.com. Check out the promo code TMA15. That's the promo code, TMA15. Doug, when it was hotter than a fire as hell. Was it Friday morning? It was hotter on Friday morning than it was Friday afternoon. I don't know if you know what was going on there, Iggy. I know you monitor this stuff.
So. Yeah, he's the weather expert.
Right.
Yeah, there was just a high-pressure system that was just socked over the area, and then it kind of moved out in the afternoon. Temperatures dropped about 7 or 8 degrees.
Is that really what it was? I couldn't believe it. I actually went Timmy Two Gloves.
Oh, did you really?
I did. Very controversial move, very bold move.
Yeah.
But if that club's sticking or slipping, I go with the weather gloves, you know? So it didn't look particularly good paired with the Holderness and Bourne golf shirt, but, Doug, it was effective. And I'm not out there looking for style points.
No.
I'm out there looking to score points. Think about that.
I use two gloves sometimes.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
I got mocked for it.
Oh, well.
And I'm mad. Mad as a little
hornet.
Whatever
you want.
I'm mad as a little hornet.
I blister easily.
Oh, do you really?
Sure.
Timmy two gloves.
Nothing feels better than putting a nice new net leather cowskin glove on. Just the feel.
Nothing? That's the best feeling? Golf
cowskin?
You ever use a Fleshlight?
I have one. I've never used it.
Just sits there as a display?
I'm afraid
a coffee table book.
I'm afraid to stick anything in there.
Oh.
I don't know what's been in there. I'm just...
What do you mean? Used?
No, but still, I don't know what those things are made of.
How'd you get your STD? Fleshlight. Use Fleshlight.
Forgot to clean it.
Lightly used, though.
Yeah, and then how do you clean it?
Right.
Stick in a dishwasher?
Like, how do you clean your Fleshlights?
I don't have any.
I mean, it's not wipe
gonna,
on the stick or
gonna,
something?
It's not going to dump out. It's rubber in there.
Gosh.
Don't they have like a reservoir for soppage?
Don't say reservoir.
I don't know. I haven't tried to use it. I mean, one of the listeners, I won't give his name, sent it to me for that unboxing.
Give his name.
Dillian. Why don't you use
Doug,
it?
Give me kink shaming.
Give his government name.
Back.
But we won't kink shame.
It was a Dillian Harper Fleshlight. So it's autographed, so I'll just keep it as a souvenir. The Fleshlight itself is not autographed. The box is.
How utterly creepy is that?
I didn't ask for it. It was given to me.
If somebody gave you an
autographed
Fleshlight, where would you put it in your house?
Trash can.
I'm definitely putting it in the bathroom. As like a book, put it like on the...
A book?
Put it on the tank lid. And
It's in the bottom of my
bookshelf. So when somebody's eating their fries reverse cowgirl, they have it right next to them.
It's in the bottom of my bookshelf.
Imagine hearing that
squish. Kind of like a
throw it
souvenir.
Away.
It's in
throw
the
it away.
Bottom of my bookshelf with a few bowling trophies and some other things.
Pitch it.
No, I mean, the thing probably cost $150.
Okay, throw it away.
I'll put it on Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah. Maggie O'Brien's a local historic Irish pub over 40 years. That's Eddie McVeigh. For my money, the best. He is the absolute best. It's a family-owned and operated Irish pub, Market Street and Sunset Hills. Doug, these doggies just can't lose.
No.
But you can go and celebrate doggies pregame, postgame. It's right across the street from City Park. If you're looking for a place to tailgate for the city games, Maggie's has parties in their parking lot from 4 to 7 with DJs, food, and drink. And then you walk on over to the game or head inside and join the party. Free parking and shuttle service. Park for free and then a $2 shuttle to the Cardinal game. in just about any concert. They have a calendar of events on their website. It's Maggie O'Brien's live music schedules at both locations on Market and in Sunset Hills. And they do catering. They've catered for us before, and we loved it. Pans of wings, Reuben rolls, toasted raviolis, etc. And they have catered for us in the past. Two locations, downtown on Market Street and South County in Sunset Hills. It's where we were for the Dotem pre-party. It's Maggie O'Brien's, the great Eddie McVeigh.
You said they do music on weekends?
Yeah, music schedule at both locations, Iggy.
I'm going to talk to her, Eddie, because Learn's band, Lane Narrows, her announcement Friday on the AD show at 9 o'clock was that the Lane Narrows, her band, is going to be playing again at the Lincoln Theater in Illinois. And I said to her when I saw her Thursday at the party here.
What'd you say?
I said, are you ever going to play in Missouri?
Yeah.
I mean, it's always way out in Podunk, Illinois somewhere.
What's up with that?
And she goes, well, nobody wants to book us in St. Louis.
Oh, no.
So I'm going to talk to Eddie, say, how would you like to get Lane Narrows out in your parking lot?
Love to see that conversation be a fly on the wall.
Well, I'll call him. You can listen if you want.
Okay. Maybe we should do it now on the
air. No, don't do it on the air. Let Iggy have his privacy. I feel like Iggy would be better.
No, because I would feel bad. He says, no, we really don't.
You see yourself as a bit of an impresario.
I would love to go see her again, but I don't want to drive all the way to Illinois.
You shouldn't have to.
Play in Missouri.
Yes.
The last time I eavesdropped on a phone conversation with Iggy, it was in the St. Charles studios. Iggy, you remember.
I was trying to get feet.
Calling bars around the area for feet.
Were they responsive?
Trying to get feet.
Can I talk to some of your waitresses to see if they'd be interested in a foot fetish Friday?
And that's when I stopped and I said, no more feet for me. I can't.
Yeah, you had enough at that point.
Jay, you want feet? You better get them yourself because I'm not making. I just spent hours on the phone trying to get feet.
And you got none?
I don't know if we got any or not.
Watching the man work.
Who you were, or did you just maybe leave that part out?
Well, watching him do his thing was one of the best moments.
Well.
Bravo, Iggy.
I think we had that on film somewhere.
Oh, I know we had it. It's either
video. You calling asking for feet? Really?
I didn't know that. Yeah, I think it was part of our wrap-up show we used to do with, what was her name?
Hannah
Yates, Carolina Hurricanes reporter.
Yeah, good for her. That's a great gig.
Yeah, she
knows her puck, man. I'll
tell you
that.
She's very good. She's going
places. Amazing, too.
Yeah. I think she was on 4 or 5 for a while.
She was 5.
And then with the Carolina. Yeah, she made it after she left us.
Yeah, she definitely wasn't feeling the vibe. But I get it because, me and Iggy, we're not necessarily the two most normal humans out
there.
Yeah,
you don't want to sit down and talk to us when we start talking.
But you could tell she was going to make it.
Yeah, the talent was there for sure.
She was like Kay Adams, where you can just tell.
Hey, Kay.
Yeah, you know, there's the talent there. You're going to go places.
You can go places on a jet ski with Big St. Charles Motorsports. 2023 Kawasaki jet skis are now in clearance starting at $89.99 at Big St. Charles Motorsports. That's right. New 2023 Kawasaki STX 160s are now only $89.99, down from MSRP. of $11,399. Don't miss out on a savings of $2,400. Class-leading acceleration and advanced electronics. Come see us at Big St. Charles Motorsports today in St. Charles, Missouri. 2023 clearance Kawasaki inventory is limited here at Big St. Charles, so don't miss out. Price does not include manufacturer surcharge. Add $400 for cash purchase. Offer subject to change without notice. Some restrictions may apply. See salesperson for details. Big St. Charles Motorsports, located on I-70 at Cave Springs. It's BigStCharlesMotorsports.com. 25 minutes, we have the Design Air Heating and Cooling email today. 39 minutes, Jackson and I get our asses ripped for the Cardinals getting swept. That'll be over on 101 ESPN. It's called Balloon Party, driven by Mungas St. Louis Acura. And Alton Toyota. Maybe Stephen Wildwood's got a mic drop. I don't know if he will or not.
Why don't you start the show over there on Balloon Party talking about Rose Zhang?
Oh, wow.
Or we could just play that.
The problem is I break. You guys can deliver, and I just start laughing. I'm Jimmy Fallon weak on that, you know? I'll just start giggling.
Well, folks, in the Balloon Party, you wanted it. We're going to start it off. Congratulations to Rose Zhang.
That was our lead on this show.
On our first LPGA win, our very first tournament. Hasn't been done since 1951.
How many people do you think are interested in that?
I don't know. I wouldn't care.
just replay the 98 call. Oh,
yeah.
The 98 thing could be a mic drop.
He blamed me for the Cardinal Wall.
Yeah.
That was on you. You just need to apologize. We'll break, close out the 8 o'clock hour, 9 o'clock hour up next with the Design Air Heating and Cooling email of the day. This is the Ryan Kelly Morning After from the Michelob Ultra Studios.